A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So on to everybody's man of the match. And right now, for me, this guy is... It's a case of who plays with him.
Okay.
I think, as we are right now, I think Curtis Jones is in the driving seat for the midfield. I think they're sitting down around the AXA talking about who, when and where. Curtis's name is the first name in the midfield on the team sheet. Now, in the summer, when we signed all these players and everyone was prophesying what would happen, I came in here and said, he's going to get loads of games because Klopp likes him, he trusts him, he takes information really well. He simply doesn't give the ball away. He's improving all of the time. We're not, genuinely don't think we're far away from saying Curtis Jones is approaching world class.
I don't know about that personally for me. And I think that there's a few factors in that from my perspective. England at the moment have got an abundance of quality midfield options. Curtis has still got a fair bit of a way to break into that, and you can have the Southgate.
Is that more to do with the fact he's got Bellingham, Rice, and potentially Trent
in there? Yeah, and potentially, you know, all three of them, you're probably looking at world class conversation, given the profile of it, or the individuals that you've just mentioned. But I think Curtis Jones is really starting to show his worth and his quality.
He's not giving the ball away.
He doesn't. No.
He's
98% possession, 98% pass completion tonight.
He's creating stuff. He's scoring goals. Yeah. What more does he have to do in the podcasting world to get his flowers?
Probably play for Real Madrid, mate. If you had the Real Madrid kit on, yeah. Everyone and everywhere would be telling us how good he is. He's the next Galactico. No, Curtis, he's a fine player, and I think tonight's performance was absolutely outstanding. And I think, again, it goes to show having that homegrown talent and bringing that talent to the level where he is, he's in good company. You say his name and it doesn't sound out of place in this 11 at the moment. And I think
we spent £160 million on
midfield options.
Midfielders, and he probably right now is the guy for me in the box seat.
Tell me otherwise. Yeah, no, I can't. But I think that's again on good form, because I think all of the midfielders this season have had their moments.
Szoboszlai's ceiling's higher.
Yeah.
At the peak of his game. He's a different animal.
Yeah, completely.
Okay, we recognise that.
Yeah.
There's been comparisons with Stevie G in terms of his impact in the game.
Of course.
We're not seeing the best out of McAllister because we're probably playing slightly out of position.
Yeah.
Endo's come to the party of late. Gravenberch can do more. And Harvey's a neat and tidy player, but I think we've all got him in ring-fenced as an impact.
I think with Curtis as well, though, you look at it and you're almost thinking that he is probably, and because we've seen or we know what's worked for this midfield in the past, i.e. Gini Wijnaldum, we see a lot of similarities in Curtis's game to what Gini was able to do for this team. And I think one of the biggest criticisms that I levelled against Curtis probably 12 months ago, before he went on that really strong run towards the back end of last season, was how long he holds on to the ball when Liverpool are in positions to move it quicker, and Liverpool are in positions where there is the space to exploit. And that was the one observation from me that I just felt, if you just had the confidence to just release it 2-3 seconds earlier, there are opportunities all over the pitch there where the ball can be moved to that really leave us in a threatening position. He's now starting to really get that, the timing of things. He's happy on the left hand side because he used to be a winger. He's happy to drift out. He's happy to let somebody else drop into the centre
and go beyond them.
He's really comfortable being able to do that. You've seen it on the weekend in the way that he was able to take Ben White into the corner and absolutely just make him look foolish. Like, all those moments, he's growing in confidence, he knows, but he's talked himself up, he's said it himself. And I think that's the again, where you give a lot of credit, a lot of young players will come out and make statements, and they will write checks that their ass can't cash. Right now, Curtis Jones is backing up everything that he said that he wanted to do. I'm around seasoned pros, I'm around world-class players, and it's my job to get myself there. And he's putting in the work, he's putting in the hard yards. So you've got to give him a lot of credit for that. The performances for me, I need that sample size of 10 games from him in that position now to really cement himself as that undroppable player. It's all well and good doing it 2-3 times here and there, because they've all done it this season, and that's why I said that I put him in that bracket of them all being like that.
Yep.
McAllister's had a good run of 3-4 games, and then it's plateaued a little bit. So Bosley, 7-8-9 games, plateaued a little bit. Endo, slow start, slow burn, right before he goes off to the Asian Cup, looks like, wow, that, you know, that looks like a £40 million DM, not just a £20 million DM. Curtis now, for me, that's the next step. And he did it towards the back end of last season, so I don't doubt that he can't, you know, he won't be able to replicate it. But that would be the, you know, the task. If I was having a one-to-one with him, and if Klopp was having that one-to-one, it would be everything you've been doing has been ticking all of the boxes. Just continue to do it for at least 10 games. Stay fit. See out the game plan. Do what I'm asking of you. And I won't, you leave me no choice. I've got to put you in, week out.
Yeah. It's asked him to do this 110 times or more, yeah. So he clearly likes the boy.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
I think we're all starting to see why.
Mm.
And it's not outlandish to say that he's approaching that status, because for me right now, as I've said before, if you're sitting down writing who plays,
he's
that
in
left side is his to throw, yeah, away. And all things you've just said, keep that performances, keep them at the level up, keep adding the goals,
the
keep adding the forward thinking,
yeah,
keep adding the assists. You know, if you were to talk to any of the lads, I bet you in five-a-side, he's a nightmare to get the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but you look at it, Liverpool, top of the league, you're quietly saying we've got one foot towards a final. Just gone through the, you know, the round of the FA Cup with a favourable draw after taking out, you know, a really difficult opposition in Arsenal, and he had a big hand in a say in that performance as well. And we're going to start going into the knockout of the Europa League. Liverpool, as a side, are reaching those world-class best 2-3 teams in the world levels again. If you're in the best 2-3 teams of the world, you are playing to one of the highest qualities of football. And I think that's probably the biggest compliment for me. He doesn't look out of place in this world-class team as it stands.
As far as a nine.
Tonight, on tonight's performance, yeah, I think that's fair.
Nine it is. Where the 9-2.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.